Hey, on this episode of the Daily BM, Brad and I discuss incest. Incest is the best. Put your sister to the test. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember to like and subscribe and leave us a 5-star review if you liked it on Apple and Spotify. Hey, good morning, fuckers, and welcome to the Daily BM, where I have the most infamous fuckstick of all, my buddy and comrade, Michael. What's going on, hey, Michael?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
No, you're supposed to speak Russian, dick. Come on.
Yeah.
I just said, comrade, and you're like, hey, everybody. It's the Korean version of Russian.
I don't do any voices.
You can't do the Russian accent like that. And we could do the whole show like this. So let me ask you, Michael. Let me ask you a question.
Wait, why am I trying to sound like the fucking Godfather for a minute? It was like a Russian Godfather.
I don't know.
Let me ask you a question, Michael. Where is your daddy and what does he do?
Dad's dead and probably, well, he's cremated, so just sitting. Sitting on the shelf.
It's sitting on
on a vacuum sealed pouch inside of a box.
You know, when I think of your mom, like I've never talked to your mom. She's waved at me, but I've never thought to her. You know what I think of your mom is like? She's like the mom, Howard's mom on what's that show? The Big Bang Theory. You know Howard's mom when she's yelling from the other room, Howard, come give me a back massage. I can hear your mom going.
I've never watched that show.
I can hear your mom when you walk in the door.
I'm in the kitchen, Michael. Will you grab my slippers? So that way, because my feet are cold.
I can hear your mom in the other room doing that shit, like from behind the door. You know what I mean?
I don't want to meet your current wife. I already met the other three.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. If you've never seen Big Bang Theory, where he lives with his mom, Howard does, right? The more nerdy one.
I don't even know who Howard is.
Well, you'll know when you look him up. But anyway, Howard lives with his mom and you never see her. You only hear her. And I did some research on that. And believe it or not, the one that plays his mom, the voice of his mom, is the one that plays his girlfriend, which is the blonde girl with the glasses, the little cute one. She plays that. Like, so I watched a video of her doing that in front of a crowd where she's like, "Come on, get out of here." I was like, oh my God, she's so good. Cause I mean, she does the high pitch voice too. You know, Howard, come over here. You know, she does the little, you know, ditzy, like high prissy voice. And then she does that. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there. I don't know why I went with Big Bang Theory, but I just thought your mom. She's that kind of woman, like when she's smoking the cigarette.
Hey, give me something to eat, Michael.
You just thought of my mom, huh?
Yeah, I just thought of your mom, man.
That laptop you gave me is shit. It won't connect to the internet.
Mom, pretty did much. You click on that button?
What button? There's a button on the side. That's all it is. It says up and down. What does that even mean, up and down? Does that mean you hold it up and you mold it down?
Oh my God.
I honestly thought my parents were like that when they had their shit. I literally thought they were going to be like that. Like,
which way does it go, Brad? I don't know. I think you have to go to the side with it. It says it's up and down, but it looks like it's left or right. Which one is it?
I could hear that from my dad. And then, of course, my mom going, John, you're being ridiculous. Stop being stupid. I don't know why. I just went on a tangent with our parents. But, you know, hey, we're their kids. So, you know, we deal with their bullshit just like, you know, they dealt with their parents' bullshit and so on. But speaking of parenting, there is a show on Netflix, and I have come to the realization that this guy, have you watched this show? And it's called The Man with 1,000 Kids.
No, I haven't.
Oh, really? Has your woman seen it yet?
Yes, she saw it and she tried to talk to me about it, but I couldn't deal with it.
Okay, so this guy, his name is Jonathan Maher, I guess is how you say it. He's Dutch, okay? So he basically is a prolific sperm donor, okay?
Prolific sperm donor.
Yes, yeah. This guy has jizzed more jizz than anybody on the planet, I think. I think he finally, like, if there was, like, a level of like awesomeness as far as like, you know, yes, you've created 100 kids, you've created 1,000 kids, you've created 10,000 kids. I swear to God, Genghis Khan would be number one, because I think he's like instilled in most people's DNA. Because every time he conquered, every time he conquered somewhere, he was like mating with all the women and trying to reproduce as much as possible. But I think this guy has him fucking beat.
Oh, like really?
Okay, so basically, in a nutshell, it's obviously it's women who can't get pregnant.
Right.
Side note: when you look at the thing, and I'm probably gonna get a lot of hate here, but guess what, guys? I don't give a fuck, because here's the deal: 90%, not even 90, dude. I'm gonna go higher than that. The majority. The vast majority of the women in here bitching about it, right? Right. I'm sorry, dude. Not that I'm God's gift to women, because I'm an ugly dude. But God dang, man, they're just as ugly. You know what I mean? And I'm like,
oh, Jesus,
and they're
complaining.
I know. I don't give a shit. They can hate me and hate mail me and throw me under the bus all they want. But I'm like, oh, okay, you know, whatever. But, you know, some of the women are actually, there's the one that's this blonde lady that's on there that leads the fight. She's actually super hot. Actually, she's attractive. She? Yeah, she's kind of attractive, but she wears an ugly dress. You'll see. But anyway, I'm in hate mode today. You'll see. When you watch it, you'll see. You have to watch it, because it's actually quite interesting. You listen to this guy. He actually has a YouTube channel.
So Tracy wants me to watch it so bad, but I just,
dude, you
I
need
hate
to
shows like that.
No, you need to. Because the fucked up guy in me is laughing during the whole thing, because I'm going,
oh really?
Yeah, because I'm going, this guy, man, doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't fucking care. He could give two shits. And I mean, right. So basically, in a nutshell, what he did is he goes to these sperm banks, right? And so he obviously donates his sperm. But then he also, they do like, I guess there's a black market for this shit too. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, so like basically a company created a website in the Netherlands, I think, or something like that. I have to go back and I don't know if that's 100% factual, so just hear me out. But the website stuff is. I just don't know if the country of origin is. But there's a website that they go to, and then he basically messages them, texts them, and he communicates with them, and he does it outside the one. And then most of the time, the guys in there are creepers, and they're like, do you want to prefer artificial insemination? Because you only have 20 minutes to drop that nut in them. Like, seriously, like you get 20 minutes and the sperm are dead.
Well, 20 minutes to drop that nut in them. That sounds real scientific. Sounds real scientific here.
That is a 100% bona fide WebMD. Look it up. Drop the nut in her. That's 100%, man.
So is that exactly how the guy phrases it? Like when he's selling on it? Like
I'm using the scientific version of this. Okay. So I'm trying to stay scientific.
He's less scientific than you are doing right now.
Yeah, 100%. So that being said, like on one of them, dude, I was laughing because the lady was like, yeah, he was good looking, dude. So fuck it. I said, dude, the natural way. So he took her into the bathroom and went to Pound Town on her.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. And I mean, and I saw the woman. I mean, God bless her. I mean, but hey, she got the best end of the stick, no pun intended. You know what I mean? He had to sit there and probably close his eyes and, you know, think of some hot chick, you know, or some porn star or something. Yeah, dude. I mean, you'll see. And I mean, everybody can hate on me all they want, but every guy that's listening to this show, and honestly, the girls that actually do listen to this show and have seen this, they're probably thinking the same thing. Yeah, he's probably absolutely accurate. You know what I mean? Because I'm sorry. I don't sugarcoat shit. I just call how I see it. And sometimes you can agree with me. Sometimes you don't, because I really don't care. So this guy, but so the problem is the sperm banks, their databases, they don't share their information they should. Okay, so they do it on a national level, but they don't do it on an international level.
Oh, really?
Okay, so basically, in a nutshell, he was traveling all over the world, and so this guy's sperm is like, look, man, don't get me wrong, man. I've made love to the drain so much. I mean, hell, my septic tank probably, you know, has chocolate babies running around down there. But I'm just saying,
chocolate babies.
All I'm saying is that, yeah, it's turd babies, because you know it's going in the septic tank to reproduce. Never mind. Anyway, continue on. So this guy, though, like literally, he's like all over the world, and they can't really. They tried to stop him. They took him to court on one of the things that I saw, and then the judge ordered the sperm banks and him to stop. Like, he can't do it anymore. He faces criminal charges. Now, that's where I left off. But my question to you is these women, you know, are going, they're not going, even if they're not, they weren't going to this, because a couple of the sperm banks were like, we can't reuse his sperm because it's already been used to the maximum. I think they only allow 25 donations.
Yeah, right? because they don't want to have the chance of incest happening.
Correct. So, you know, but these women went outside the clinic type stuff.
Yeah, and they're over here, on them.
And I'm going, listen, you went outside a professional medical place and decided to go rogue and go black market. But here's the fucked up gross part of it, dude. This is where I haven't finished the last episode of the documentary.
Right.
Come to find out there's a guy, right, that's in the same group that the other women were turning down. And they were making, supposedly, this is allegedly, they were making a game of it, and they were jerking off in the stalls next to each other, right? Now, hear me out. Right? This is where it gets fucked up, dude. I'm serious. This is why I said you gotta watch it, because I was like, oh, snap. First of all, that'd be like you and I sitting in a fucking stall. But let me continue this. And then doing something. So they basically jerk off, right?
Yeah.
And the one guy jerks off first into the cup, while the woman's outside waiting on the sperm, because you only got 20 minutes to get home and insert. The other guy nuts in there with him.
Oh,
so basically
they just played roulette.
Yeah, and what they're doing, what they do is they make bets with each other, saying that who's it look like when it comes out.
Wow.
Now that is fucked up, but I was like, fucking kind of genius too, you know what I mean? They're placing bets.
That's not genius. That's just that's fucking sick.
Natural selection. But I thought, first of all, dude, how the fuck? There's no way I could get an erection knowing you're in the stall next to me and I'm trying to jerk one down and put it in a cup. You know what I mean? And I know you're waiting on me and your hands like underneath the stall waiting for the cup. You know what I mean?
Really? There'd be no way. Really, no way.
Okay, maybe a little bit, but you know what I'm saying?
Really? Really, no way. You're like, you couldn't.
Well, let me ask you.
Reminds me of? Like, what? Side wet. Okay, have you been watching The Boys?
Yes. God, yes.
It reminds me of the scene where he makes the one guy like whip it out and start jerking off. And he's like, tries to tell him to get hard. If he doesn't, he's going to burn his dick off, and he just can't do it. He ends up getting his dick burned off. And he kills him.
See, that's what I'm saying, dude. There's no fucking way. Unless you cut my balls. I'm just kidding. But seriously, I don't know. I could not, if I knew, like, I don't know. Those guys are fucked up. Let me just back up a second. Those guys are fucked up. To sit in a stall next to each other and jerk off. I mean, because it's not like you can't hear the, you know, going on. I'd be like, you know what I mean?
How did that go?
It goes. But I would literally go. I would lose an erection if I knew you were spanking one down next to me. There's no fucking way. I don't even know if I could like listen to you have sex in the next bed over if I was in a hotel room. We were single dudes and like some chick was over there doing it. I don't know if I could do it knowing that you were fucking beating it down. You know what I'm saying? If we were single dudes, you know, or that's the whole thing, man. I don't understand the whole like swap shit too. Because I mean, I don't know, man. You know, I know we've talked about this on prior episodes with the swingers. Remember the swingers that we had it on in season one of our show? Well, you know, I don't know if I can keep an erection being at a swingers party, because if some guy comes in with a fucking, you know, Louisville slugger, you know, and I'm coming over here with a thimble, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, oh, shit, man. And they're like, you ready?
I've been ready. Then you're going to be on fluff. You're going to be a fluff dude anyways.
Yeah. They're going to be like, yeah, we'll take the little guy first, and then we'll go for the big, you know, Louisville slugger, the home run guy.
We'll take the little guy.
Yeah, we'll take the little guy first. I'll be like, I'm ready, though, for the 2-inch pounder. But I don't know, man. So my thing is, it's like, you know, have you ever thought about donating your sperm?
No.
Ever? So you never thought about it?
Not once, no.
I wonder what they pay. I've never looked it up. I know they used to pay big bucks back in the day. You know what I mean?
For my low quality shit, probably nothing.
they're like, hey, excuse me, Mr. Preston, can you come here a second for the side room? Hey, listen, you're going to have to pay us $90 to have this on file because, yeah, you're DNA is pretty fucked up. have to pay them to keep it. I don't know.
I don't think we want to reproduce with you.
See, I'm always afraid. Yeah. Oh, here's another fucked up part, dude. So people have to submit your pictures. You know what I mean? But what the guys were doing was they were putting pictures online of their baby pictures and stuff. So that way the people could kind of get an idea of what they may look like when they come out. So this guy has going back to this Jonathan dude, he has long, Fabio blonde hair, looks more ratty. You know what I mean? But he's really not a bad looking dude, but he's not nothing to write home about either. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. To an ugly chick, he's hot. You know what I'm saying? But to a hot chick, they wouldn't even turn an eye at him. But he's got a YouTube channel and all this shit. And so the part where we were getting into it was he basically likes to resemble a lion. He likes the lion as his animal beast, right? But in his YouTube channel, he was it was almost cult-like, where he was talking to all his children through his videos. Saying, you need to do this with your life. You need to do that. This is where you can find me. Blah, 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 blah. This guy, an egomaniac too. You can just tell. But he does travel all
over.
You
have to be a little bit in order to
to go slinging your slinging your slime across the fucking globe, dude. Think about
slinging
it.
Slinging your slime. Slinging your good shit this morning.
Slinging your goddamn. Slinging your slime. But the reality is that it is scary because you could definitely have some children with some birth defects, man, with that stuff.
Yeah.
With incest. I mean, that's the whole reason why they stopped it during the 1600s and 1500s when sisters and brothers were banging each other of high royalty.
Oh, I don't know. That time, you know better than I do.
Fuck you. But back during those times, it was common nature for the royalty to basically incest because they wanted to keep their bloodline pure, so they thought. But then they realized, oh, shit, we're going to have people with retardation and Down syndrome and all these other.
I think that was a lot later than the 1600s.
You think it went into the 1700s where they were banging sisters and brothers?
Let's see here. When did royal incest stop?
See, my thing is, while you're looking that up, my thing is, it's like, dude, I know I couldn't bang my sister. First of all, I'm not, trying to be a dick, but it's definitely no way. I mean, I don't care if she even looked like fucking Salma Hayek. You know what I mean? Okay, who am I kidding? If she looked like someone, I'd probably fuck my sister.
You're my sister.
Hey, we said that through the whole entire show, dude. We kept going. Every time they bring stuff up, we're like, you're my sister. You're my sister. When they talk about incest. And I was going, oh, man, I totally Joe Dirt that shit up. But I don't know, man. It's kind of fucked up in the royalty thing, though. But yeah, it was a common knowledge. Did you find it yet? Because it's literally, I think incest happened
marriage between members of non-reigning houses looks like the last occurrence was drum roll please
hurry up I feel like Chevy chasing them when he's doing the fucking Christmas lights.
2011. Yeah,
are you serious? Somebody had incest with their sister or brother in 2011?
Yeah, it looks like it. It looks like it was the
fuck out of here. They knew about it. They knew they were brother and sister.
Looks like George Friedrich, Prince of Prussia, and Princess Sophia of Eisenberg.
What the fuck? You're fucking with me. You swear. 2011
marriage.
It was literally 14 years ago. Or 13 years ago. Holy shit.
Hold on, maybe that's not accurate. Let me keep looking.
Okay, well, that being said, all right. So name a chick that you think is hot. Right, quickly off the top of your head, like somebody famous.
I don't know that one chick from that one show.
What show?
That she's a brunette. She's a brunette with blue eyes. She's on the witches show, Mayfair Witches. God, what's her name?
No, oh, Jesus. So if she was your sister, would you fuck her? You had to think about it for a split second. I saw the pause. You're like, yeah. No. There's no way. There's no fucking way I could do it, dude.
It was done. Okay, so it looks like it was done in the and into the early 19th century. Or 20th, early 20th century.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So in the 1900s. Century. So in the 1900s it was happening?
Yeah.
People banging their sister and brother. You sick bastards. Ugh.
1900s goes all the way into 1999, by the way.
Yeah, I know. It's fucked up. Oh, my God. Hell no, dude. Hell to the no. Speaking of hell to the no, let's get the hell out of here.
I don't know. I don't think I could have.
There's no freaking way. I just wanted to see if you would pause. And you paused for a split second, so I was a little concerned. Because you, I mean, it should have been like right away. Hell no. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You went, oh, no. So.
No. I mean.
Anyway.
It's weird though, because okay, so think about it. Imagine you're these people, we'll get out here in 1 second. Imagine you're one of these people that, you know, you've been biologically created in a sperm bank through artificial insemination.
You fuck your sister.
And you're out there. I mean, they had it on the One Doctor show.
Yes,
with the doctor guy.
Yes.
And they stayed married because they already had kids together and the kids were fine. And they were like, well, I don't, no reason to fuck up the whole family now. I mean, it's what's
no way, dude. I'd have to divorce her. I'm sorry. Yeah. It would fuck with me for the rest of my life. Dude, are you serious? You're sitting there at dinner and then and you're looking across the table watching her eat going, God damn, I fucked my sister.
Well, I mean, you're like half sister, half brother. You're not biological because you're not from the same mom.
Who cares? I still came from the same sperm. What the fuck? Just different eggs. Ah, dude, I don't know, man. Well, it depends on how hot she was. Just saying. I mean, I guess if you were married for 10 or 12 years, man, 15 years, whatever, and you didn't know.
You have kids together and all of a sudden you find out and you're like, well, that fucking ruins it.
Kids ruin it anyway. So you might as well just stay in it.
Or you just be like, well, I knew there was something familiar
about
it.
Fucked up. I knew there was something familiar or something fucked up going on here.
I mean, it'd be funny because you'd be like,
justifies everything.
You'd be like, this feels like home.
Feels like warm apple pie.
Ugh, gross.
Oh, God. All right, guys. Well, listen, we're going to get out of here for the day. Thanks for tuning in. We're back to a normal schedule, kind of, sort of, maybe, a little bit. Don't forget to head over to thedailybm.com where you can find all our socials. And, please go to the Apple Podcast and hit that 5-star button for us. And same with the Spotify's. We really appreciate you supporting the show. Also, don't forget, head over to masondangerbeardco.com where you can get 20% off on all items there just by simply using the promo code DAILYBM. And remember, one last thing before I ask Mikey the famous thing. Don't bang your sister. Or do. Mikey, got anything before we get out of here?
Yeah, if you head over to Mason Danger, check out the Life's a Beach beard oil and balm. Oh, so good. I really like them. They're really good this time of year for summertime. And like Brad said, don't bang your sister unless she's hot.
Look, she's hot. I love it. All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Catch you on the flip side.
Or you're Amish.
Deuces.